Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. We hope everybody's having a wonderful night. We're looking forward to a big night. Let's go ahead and welcome Adrian back onto this show. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, how's everyone doing tonight? Hello.
Can you hear me, Adrian?
Yes, I hear you, Roy.
Okay, we welcome you back. What are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, I was thinking about talking about aliens tonight. And I was thinking about talking about the Ascended Masters and aliens. And I know that they were talking about the Andromedans. Can you share and talk about that, Roy? Do you know much about the Andromedans?
Well, we know that there's a lot of, you know, aliens out there, you know, from different races, you know, just like, you know, here in the world that we live, you know, there's different races from all around the world. Well, the universe mm-hmm. is the same way, you know, there's different aliens from different planets. And we know that, you know, with all these UFO sightings and everything, that, you know, they're out there. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of messages that are coming, you know, that are people are getting, you know, in their dreams. And what do you get from that, Agent?
Well, it's very interesting you say that about dreams. I remember a dream I had where I saw three individuals looking through my window, and all three of them had long, dark hair. And I started thinking, were they the Andromedans? And then a few nights ago, I had another dream where I felt like I was being abducted, and my cat kept bumping its head against my bed to try to wake me up. So I'm kind of getting that the Andromedans are kind of, they're human-like form, but they're, I think that, I don't think they've shown any threat to us. I think that as we alter our own reality is how we're going to present their energy around our dimension, because our dimension is different from their dimension. Our dimension is like, is kind of like at a lower tone, a lower vibration dimension. But as they come into our dimension, there's really not a whole lot they can do because of our universal laws that we're governed by.
And that's interesting. We know that a lot of these aliens are more observers. You know, they're just watching, you know, to see, you know, what a lot of, you know, mankind doing here, you know, on Earth, you know. They're,
mm-hmm.
you know, they, I think, you know, I've seen a lot of stories where they claim that, you know, a lot of UFO spaceships, you know, have gone underground. You know, they've landed in the ocean, and that there's supposed to be underground cities with these aliens. You know, and I feel that they're close by, and they're just waiting, you know, for that time and seeing where, you know, a lot of what mankind's doing, especially, you know, the ones that are trying to make these different nuclear bombs and stuff. I think they're just waiting before they make a move. What do you
mm-hmm.
get from that, Adrian?
Well, I honestly believe that, and I believe it's based on our contracts, whatever contracts that we've made with these agreements with these aliens. They have to follow their own contracts, and whatever their contracts is to come and bring enlightenment to this earth that we live in. I believe that that's why they're here. They're here to bring more light into this earth because there's so much darkness. And there are more and more people who are suffering, and it has to do with money, and it has to do with greed, and it has to do with power. And the Andromedans are almost ready to bring us out of that old age into the new age. And I think that, and I think religion is not going to matter either. I think it's just, it's not really going to exist. Things are going to start evolving.
And that'd be so wonderful, you know, when this time does come. And, you know, I'm sure everybody's feeling something, you know, that's going to change, you know, during 2012. And I just wanted to share with you, we're getting a pretty good lineup, you know, with callers that are waiting, you know,
okay,
to,
great.
You know, come on the air. So let's go ahead and get started. We'll talk to the first caller from the 843 area. Hello, you're on there.
Hello.
843.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Pooja.
And where are you from?
I'm from South Carolina.
And you're going to have to speak up just a little bit louder.
Can you hear me? I can't hear you that good. Hello?
We hear you now.
Okay. I'm from South Carolina.
South Carolina. And and do you have a question for me and Adrian tonight?
I really just wanted to know if you have any, like, almost like a general reading for the next few months, especially with just career and love, I think.
I don't know if you want me to do the Tarot of the 78 Door deck, Roy.
Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
Okay, I'll use a different deck this tonight.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the Tarot of the 78 Doors?
I don't think so.
Okay, what this deck is it has different. It has about 78 doors in this deck.
Mm-hmm.
And every door has a different opportunity.
Okay.
So I want you to concentrate and think about your question. And then I'm going to pull some cards on basically what, you know, what you're struggling with in this situation, okay? Okay. Let's see. Well, from what I'm getting, the Knight of Charcoal is basically saying that you're kind of in a situation where you're kind of searching right now.
Mm-hmm.
in the kind of career that you want. But you hold, Ace of Pentacles usually means like the money is going to be there that you desire. But there's different doors that you're holding the keys with that
mm-hmm.
could bring you the kind of money that you want or what you desire. I'm also getting that you're really good with children. Is that true?
I think so, maybe innately. I haven't done a lot of work with children, but I think so.
Because I'm getting this card with a woman reading a book to children.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of getting in that picture that you're very connected with children.
Mm-hmm.
Is there somebody that you're interested in? Is there a romance in your life?
There's a man, and I feel like he's trying to connect, and I can kind of sense his energy a little bit. So I feel like there's a really strong, like, energetic connection, but the physical, we were supposed to be introduced, I think, this last week, and it didn't happen. but I feel like he's around. Like, he's always trying to, like, he's always kind of watching in on me. And we run into each other a lot, kind of. So I feel like there's something there, but I don't know if there's a natural interest or if that's going to go anywhere or what that is.
Well, right now, what we're faced with is a lot of difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing for you to do is to focus on the spiritual. And when you focus on enlightening yourself and centering yourself, you will bring in the kind of money that you want and the kind of relationship that you want, because you'll be more, just try to keep yourself more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's really hard right now, because I'm kind of being faced with that too, with a lot of people, you know, coming in from the dark side and trying to find the light.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody wants to be enlightened. Everybody's getting ready for their ascension, and some people are just not, they're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to draw you down with them, you know.
Well, is that what you see with him, with this guy?
Yeah, and that's where you're spiritually aware, but he's not spiritually aware. Is that kind of what you're picking up, Roy?
Yeah. I am. And not only that, but I'm getting, you know, she needs to be more focused, you know, in what direction, you know, she wants to go, you know, whether it be a career or a relationship, and
mm-hmm.
to, you know, allow the universe to help guide her in that direction. See, everything, you know, that we experience in our lives, you know, it's all through divine, you know, timing. And so we have to, you know, wait in that time, you know, for that time. Because if we rush into
things. I just wanted to mention, if they're not spiritually aware, then don't let them drag you down with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just thought that he really was, is the thing.
Because you're more concerned about your own salvation, your own ascension at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to be selfish. It's just because you would, according to the Fool card, you would be a fool to jump off the cliff with him.
Okay.
And that's where, if he's going to drag you down to that level, then, and he hasn't made the decision, then just move on. Just let him go his way. You go your way. If he hasn't contacted you, then let him go his way.
And that's what you see?
I don't see that, but that's if that's the case. Like, for an example, I met a new friend, okay, and he's been blowing me off a couple days for now, and I was telling my dad about it, and it makes me feel kind of down because I've had friends do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I look at it is, if they're not ready for their ascension, and if they're not ready to accept their contracts with you, their soul contracts that they made and the agreements that they made, then they have to go off on their own way, and you have to go your way and continue to meet new people and continue to grow and continue the spiritual journey and live in the light, you know, and not let these negative energies drag you down. That's just my view on it, because I've had several cases where people have just dropped me down to the point of depression, and it's just, you know, it's not worth it, because these are psychic vampires. They want you to feel that way.
Is that what you feel with him? Because I didn't initially feel that way. I just feel like there's something. I don't know if he's just going through a lot of stuff also. Or
I don't feel that way with him, but I'm just giving you an example. Like, when they come into that energy, you know, and they're not really ready to make a decision, and you're kind of lingering, you know. It's like you're on a hook, and they haven't rolled in the hook yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just struggling, and to me, that's not love. That's not coming from a place of love. That's coming from a place of confusion, and it's coming and it's coming from a place of indecisiveness. And they're not really acceptant of you, because your worthiness of love is to find unconditional love, people who accept you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't show that love, then, you know, it's an even exchange of energy is what it is. You know, I was reading a card about that last night. It says surrender and release. It says it's not an even exchange of energy because they're not giving you that energy that you need. You're giving it to them, but freely with your love.
I hate to interrupt, but we need to move on to our next caller.
Okay.
We have more people that want to come on the air, so we hope we were able to help you with that reading, and we wish you a good night. And I'm going to go ahead and go to the next person now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go with the caller from the 956 area. You're on the air.
Hi, Dream. Hi, Roy. This is Tony. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Fine. I'm happy Easter, by the way. I just had a general reading for me in regards as far as employment. What you have for me, please? Finance.
Okay, well, finance.
I know it's tough, but.
Well, you got the star card in your present, so your present looks very, very bright. And it looks like you have a wish that you want to come true. The other card that I pulled on the present circumstances is death. And the death card means that you're going to go through a transition, which means you're going through a huge transition in your life right now.
Hmm.
And the Eight of Pentacles says you will be sitting pretty in your future. And the Four of Pentacles says that your problems are not as big as they seem, even though in the past they may seem that way. Five of Wands says right now you're just breaking down barriers. King of Wands says that there is an influence that's coming in your life, and he's very rich, very wealthy, and very smart, and he's going to help you. Two of Swords says you're blinded by what is going on around you, but there is a birth of a child. Two of Charcoals means that there is cooperation, communication's good. Five of Swords is saying, be careful not to backstab yourself.
Can you explain that one for me?
Follow your instincts, which is why I pulled the Fool card.
Uh-huh. Follow my instincts.
Yes. And the Knight of Charcoal saying, check everything carefully. Ace of Pentacles says you will gather the money that will be rewarded to you in time. That you hold the keys to many doors.
I just want to share something real quick. Like my guides are telling me that do you know much about how the law of attraction works?
No, I do not. I'm terrible.
Okay. This is what you do. You have to see it, project it, expect it, and collect it. In other words, you have to see the kind of career or the job or the, the kind of employment that you want. And then as you project that, you're sending that to the universe, and that's like planting a seed.
Mm-hmm.
In order for the universe to manifest that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you expect that because you know that by doing that, you're going to receive it. And then you'll start collecting, you know, that certain income, that certain job, that certain relationship, and it can happen. The main thing is you cannot have any doubt. You have to be in gratitude every day of what you do have and be thankful for everything that you, you know, that you have received in your life.
And once you do that,
then you'll receive all these blessings. And I promise you, it will work.
I should pretty much manifest what you want. That's pretty much what you're
telling
me.
That's right. That's what I'm telling you.
And you know,
we are co-creating. Yeah.
You know,
what
this,
you do
I had a reading with you people back in January with Roy, I don't even remember. And you keep on telling me like a child, and that's kind of, oh, I don't know. But I guess that's a good thing. Is there a time frame that you all can tell me as far as this changes?
Well, I would say you were going through a transition, so maybe that's part of what Roy was saying is you're learning about law of attraction and you're going through some changes right now, and the changes are not easy.
And they haven't been easy
because you're making big changes.
The main thing is, what steps are you taking? Are you using all your resources? Are you using all your talents? Are you gathering all the information? You know, are you listening to speakers, you know, that help to inspire you, you know? The main thing is you have to keep feeding the subconscious mind all the time, every day, and then it's almost like reprogramming your mind so that it can help you to, you know, achieve and accomplish, you know, whatever your desires are.
These are just all steps,
you know.
No, I need to work on that a little bit. Sometimes I get so, when you want something and it doesn't follow through, and, you know, there's always, you get depressed
like
about it.
Like I mentioned to the last caller, it all comes in divine timing. You know, here's a good example. Adrian was looking for a new place. He kept, you know, wanting that, and that he wanted it right away, but each time you do that, it just slows everything down.
Exactly.
It slows it right down.
Everything is divine timing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of not to worry.
Then once you start looking at it, you say, oh, it wasn't that bad after all. I really didn't have to wait that long. Especially when you find out that you were on a waiting list that could have lasted a year or two or months.
Main thing is
it's
being happy with yourself.
That's right.
I am going through that change because now I am looking. I actually did get an offer, but it's with a friend of mine. She offered me a receptionist position. I guess I'm going to have to go ahead and if it's still available with her, take it. I really do not like to mix friendship with as far as employing, because she will be my boss and she is a friend. But I guess that came for a reason, you know.
Yeah.
That opportunity came into my life telling me, like, you know what, take it.
You know, sometimes I just want to share with you, sometimes we can't always be the giver, that we have to be the receiver also. That there is people that are sent to us to help us. So we have to be thankful. We have to be in gratitude for that.
Thank the universe
for all of
us. Roy told me tonight, it's about being happy with yourself and learning new things.
Yeah, I see it now. I haven't seen my friend for 5 years. And then after 5 years, and
I want to pull an Oracle card for you really quickly.
I'm sorry?
I want to give you a message from the Oracle cards.
Okay.
And it's from the Psychic Tarot Oracle deck. And the card I pulled is the Truth card. And I want to read that to you really quickly to kind of give you a message, you know?
Okay.
Let me hurry and find the page here. Okay. I'm almost there. Okay. It says, the quality of this card is an illustrates spiritual awakening clarity. The revolution of truth and cosmic consciousness, at times it takes a wake-up call to get your attention and to show how far you need to go. This card comes forth to do just that. Evolution of the past along the lessons that you've learned or still need to understand must now be a top priority. Doing so will enable you to forgive and a step into heal so that you can move forward in balance, spiritual, and mindset. The Truth card reminds you that it signifies changes must be made in a certain area of your life. But don't make any hasty decision. Take your time for any choice or alteration must be awaited and evaluated with the most careful wizard of judgments. Whatever steps you take now will have a far-reaching consequences more than you'll ever know. Even using the power of the universe and blending them with a little help from the physical world, which will assist you in bringing about clarity and a shift of awareness. What was once not obvious will now be realized and understood. Be honest with yourself and trust what you know to be true. And this card signifies the Judgment card.
You know, that Oracle card pretty much sums everything up about what we were talking about tonight with you. Main thing, what I'm getting more than any is just follow your intuition, you know, follow your heart, follow your judgment.
That's why the Judgment card came up.
That's okay.
Follow your truth.
Okay.
Be true to yourself, and that's where a lot of people will steal away from you is your truth, because if somebody comes into your home and says, I don't like you, then your truth is to stand up for yourself and follow your judgment and say, my better judgment says that I am a good person and I follow my own truth, and my truth is basically, this is my message to myself. Is that I can only love myself and be happy with myself.
Yeah, that's a good message. Okay. Then I'm going to take the advice, and I guess I am going to consider that, because I think it happened for a reason. But,
yeah.
You know,
I mean, how many people you think in the world do they have businesses and people go in there and they say, oh, I hate this business, I hate you, and and if you think about it, it doesn't matter what they think. You love what you do, and you follow your own judgment. You don't care what they think. Because you're the one that makes yourself successful.
Say something real quick, like, Adrian, we're about ready to come off the air, and we want to thank all our callers and listeners out there and invite them back tomorrow for our next show. But I want you to go ahead and finish talking there, and then we're going to hurry and move to our next caller. Go ahead, Agent.
But that's just a message that I think I was meant to give you, is to realize to be happy with what you're doing.
But that's a good message, and thank you, Agent. I don't want to keep you any more. I know you have another caller. thank you for taking my call,
Julie,
and
thank
I
you
really
appreciate
you.
your feedback and things like that. I really do. That's great.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
good
you.
Good night.
Have a good
Namaste.
Night. Let's go ahead with the caller from the 111 area. Hello, you're on there.
Oh, hello. Wonderful.
Hi, thanks. And what's your name, please?
Casey.
Casey, and where are you from?
New York.
New York. Okay. Can we help you tonight? Do you have a question for us?
Yes. What do you see coming up for me, particularly around my living situation? My apartment, the whole thing, my roommate, whole situation.
Well, I'm getting that you're not too happy in your situation right now, because there's some differences and there's some transitions that you want to go through right now.
We just lost her.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what happened.
Did the show end, or?
Well, it's on the recording time, but there's not anybody else on the air right now.
Oh, okay.
So I'll go ahead and
end it, then.
And I'll call you back.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.